Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? You are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight, we are going to be chatting about the semifinals, and there were some big surprises tonight. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight we are going to be chatting about the semifinals. We have some big surprises tonight.
Tell me already.
We have a fun little game in store for you guys tonight. You'll see it in just a few minutes. But for now, I am your host. My name is Danny Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Fellow panelists, where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, my name is Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha Creo _.
And I'm Lena Nori. You can find me all over the internet at Lena Nori. And I'm looking forward to this game.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, y'all, we have something fun in store. So Lena, and we all obviously watched last night's episode. Lena came straight from an event, so she did not see tonight's episode yet. So we are going to be revealing the top four live. For her.
I've been dying to know. Honestly, this is not really fair.
We're here for reactions.
This is good.
Okay. It's going to be fun. You know what? Like, we're going to switch it up. We do the same thing for you guys every week.
Yes.
Here, tonight, you're going to see some live reactions.
Mm-hmm. Lena's. Which was shocking, actually.
Honestly, I'm going to act just as shocked because I still am, like, shook over some of this.
Really?
Like, some of the people who I thought were, like, going to win are not going through. So let's get straight into it. So we saw a lot last...
We got this, girl.
We saw a lot last night. We saw duets. We saw group performances. Let's start with our individuals just so we can get this out of the way, talking about all of the, you know, top eight going into now a top four. The first one I want to talk about is Addison Agin. She sang Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, and I really felt like I got to know Addison last night.
Oh, yeah, this song.
In a new way, like in her little package with Adam, I just felt like I was like, okay, this is what I've been wanting from her since day one.
Yeah, I felt like she gave it her all. Like, she knew it was all or nothing.
Yeah.
And I felt it right there. And I loved the rendition to the song as well. Because it's something that I haven't ever seen. And so, just seeing her perform and I felt every lyric, I was like, wow, this girl has such a powerful voice. Like,
she's so young. I think she's 15.
She's the youngest.
She's the youngest. She's a baby.
I honestly feel like with her, it wasn't just obviously a performance and the song choice. So as I was telling you girls earlier, I just interviewed her when it was the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
And it was when she was wearing, like, the jeans. And remember, she was wearing, like, a t-shirt.
I was waiting for you to talk about this because she looked like a queen tonight.
No, she did. But it was during that interview where I just looked at her and I had to tell her. I'm like, you just, from the last time I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, how much you've grown from the beginning of the competition. And she said that the best experience she's taken away from The Voice is how much she's grown. And she was just so comfortable in her own skin. And she's still a baby.
She's a teenager,
In terms of, like, being a woman, like, she's entering into womanhood. But she's just so much more confident and comfortable in her own skin. Her and Adam were just poking fun at each other and just having such a good time. And I feel like as each week goes on, we're now seeing that kind of like illustrated through her performances that she really is coming into her own. Yeah.
She is, and I think she looked absolutely stunning. Yeah. Her hair and makeup were also so appropriate for her age, which I love because, like, obviously she's wearing a full ball gown, but it's nice to see them keep her looking like a young woman rather than, like, doing a full head of hair and makeup that's going to make her look like a 30-year-old. Like, they kept her looking her age, and she looked absolutely gorgeous. I thought she sounded and looked great.
I loved what Adam had to say at the very end.
Oh, it was so sweet. I feel like he's, like, her big brother. It's so cute.
Did she start crying? I couldn't even tell.
I started crying.
Yeah. I couldn't tell. It was like, is she crying?
It was
like,
sweet.
It was super sweet, his words and how he just expressed himself about her. It was like, he's like, I don't care about the competition. I don't care if you do win or you don't win. It's just the simple fact that you're a gift to this competition. He's like, and you make me see the show as like a different, something very different. Like, the competition means something else to me. And I'm like, wow, if you made an impact on Adam like that, like...
And it was quite cool to see her do her duet with Keisha. They did a Sheryl Crow song. Oh, yeah. And so it was cool to see Addison sing country as well. I think that that really showed how diverse her talent is and how, like, you know, unique she is as an artist. She's done all this stuff with Team Adam and has sang all these different kinds of songs. To be able to sing Joni Mitchell and Sheryl Crow in the same night and kill them both is not something most teenage girls can do. So,
and what I love that we're getting from her that we've always spoken about from the beginning of the season is we wanted to see someone kind of have an evolution.
Yeah.
And I feel like with her, she has definitely evolved the most. Mm-hmm. And we've seen such a broad range in her personality. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. It's not obviously because... I've spoken to her because I've met all of them. I didn't think we were going to get that from her. I remember that was kind of one of my things in the beginning was with some of the younger girls is figuring out who they are. Like, they don't even know who they are. How are they supposed to show us who they are? And let's be real. You spend your whole life trying to figure out who you are, but you know what I'm talking about? I didn't think we were going to get a lot of evolution, but we got a lot from Addison. I would say of all the contestants so far, I think that she has definitely grown the most.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So do you think Addison is going on to the finals?
She better, dude.
Oh my God.
Well, you guys...
My turn, want to take it away.
Yes!
Okay, thank God. Oh my God. Honestly, if you would have told me she's going home...
Let me do the next one, okay?
I'll do the next one.
So then who's going to go home? Because when you said someone that I think was going to win is going to go home...
You will. Wait and see.
Hold on.
Patience
is a virtue.
Okay, but I'm so happy that Addison's going through, you guys.
I am too. I think it's so well deserved. I honestly would be happy to see Addison win this thing.
Me too.
And isn't it amazing that she got a second chance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's here on a second chance, and she could possibly win this thing. She's top four.
I think that that just shows, too, like, if they say come back, and if they say try again, and if someone says, like, whether it's on The Voice or wherever you are, people are going to say no, but, like, don't give up. If this is your dream and this is your passion, like, go for it, no matter what that is. And I think Addison is such a good, like, sign of that and such a good example, you know?
Do you remember when Carly was here, Carly Webster, she was, like, her number one fan, and then I saw that...
She was. Carly has been her number one fan since day one.
And then Carly was actually with another one of the contestants, I forget which one it was.
They did
the Facebook Live, which I thought was really cool that they're trying to bring back hosts and... Keep them apart
stuff. They did that. Yeah. They've been doing that for quite some time now. Yeah, it's really nice when they do that.
They do a good job, too.
Okay, next.
Okay, so we'll actually talk about who
I'm, like, dying to find
who
out.
Who we opened with. We had Noah Mack sang River by Bishop Briggs. This was...
Oh, he better not.
Literally one of my favorite performances, maybe of the whole season. Like,
really?
First of all, I love this song, and I love Noah, and I was so excited to see him sing this one.
It wasn't a beat song.
It was.
Which
and, like,
is different.
It's different, and I think that, like, he has just shown... each week how talented he is as an artist and how he's not just a pretty face. You know what I mean? Because I know that, like, going in, everyone's like, oh, he's the cute one. He's the young, cute guy that's going to pull the votes. Noah is killing it. He's trending on YouTube. He's, like, always got the most followers on Instagram from this show. I think, you know, he's got winner potential.
Don't you think his tone has changed a little bit?
It's mature.
Like, it's like deeper. And he's like singing.
Like
And I'm like, ooh, like, where is that coming from? Yeah. Like, 16-year-old.
I love this performance, but I think I like last week's. For him, my favorite was last week with Duran Duran.
Oh, that was a good one, too. But this setup for this performance gave me the chills.
And the background dancers were so good.
Yeah.
Or not background singers.
I was like, dancers.
Not dancers. I meant singers.
And you guys know he's so shy.
He is?
He is the shyest boy ever.
I would never think that.
So when we were doing Team J-Hud, I was telling him to ask, you know, a girl for prom. And then that's when...
Yeah, inside scoop. Lena found out the dirt. This boy ain't single.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it's so funny.
Heartbreaking.
So originally, my first question was not even, how are you going to ask your girlfriend the prom? I said, there's so many little girls out there
little
that
girls.
Would love to be asked out Well, I'm sure there's older girls, but I was going to, if you let me finish, after prom, I don't think we're allowed to prom, okay?
Probably not.
I think there's an age requirement. We have to still be in high school. So I said, make a little girl's dream come true and ask her to camera to prom. And he literally looks at me, and then one of his, Devon goes, oh, no, no. Well, first of all, she's too young, so little boys, don't be knocking on her door. And then he's like, he's taken. And I was like, oh, you're taken, so ask your girlfriend. He wouldn't ask his girlfriend. He goes, she's going to get so mad. And I'm like, so mad. That's so cute that you're asking her, like, live.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
And then he goes, well, because, like, last year, and he's, like, telling us the story. He goes, last year, when I asked her to prom, it wasn't even, like, I really asked her. We kind of just, like, looked at each other, and he goes, yeah, we should go.
Cool.
I'm like...
Not romantic so, whatsoever.
I'm sure she would have appreciated a live video.
No, but there...
So did he do it? Did he do it? Did he ask her to prom?
No. Devon started beatboxing. He was supposed to ask it.
It happened.
It just... He started getting giddy and laughing. But it's just funny because he has this kind of presence online and what girls see on social media.
And on
But
stage.
In person, he's literally...
Shy. Oh, cute.
As shy as it gets.
Honestly, it's nice because he's, like, humble and
super humble.
Because I feel like a kid like that that's so talented and also so good-looking and everyone's telling him that right now, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He might have not necessarily known it before, but I feel like now it's being, like, shoved down his throat a little bit. It's nice that he still is, like, staying humble and staying true to who he is.
Because imagine having the whole package. Like, you're good-looking, you're talented, you have this charisma on stage, and everybody gets, like...
talent,
So, should we do it?
Well, I do want to talk about how he did a duet with Chloe.
Oh, okay.
They sang Wicked Game by Chris Isaac.
Loved it. Love. One of my favorite songs.
I think this
might
have been my favorite duet. These two together, like, should tour together after the show. They're, like, two of my favorites. Yeah. And to see them together, even aesthetically, it was, like, so perfect.
It was beautiful. Their voices meshed together, too.
It was like they were made to sing together.
Mm-hmm.
There was a one duet, I forget who it was, it kind of gave me the feels of, like, when Evanescence did a duet with... I'm totally not gonna remember this, but I swear I could picture them doing a music video together with, like, that car going through the desert. Their voices, and they complement each other so well, which I don't think is necessarily very easy to kind of get, like, the perfect vocals to, like, complement each other.
Especially they're both so young. It's like, to have this ability. I mean, I know that they're being coached heavily, but still, it's impressive. Okay, do we think Noah is going through?
Oh, my God. He went home, didn't he?
He went home.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, that's who we thought was going to win.
I told you you're going to be shocked.
Dude, there's no way they sent him home. How was that possible?
Okay, so let's talk about it.
He's America's sweetheart.
Let's talk about it.
Well,
no, dude.
I know. Let me tell you. So for his instant save...
Did he get saved?
So for his instant save, he was on the instant save. Listen, he sang Sign of the Times by Harry Styles, which could not have been a better song for him.
Yeah.
Such a good choice.
Who's voting?
Apparently not us, because...
So it was between him or Red. Like, both of them had this moment.
Tie. It was so close.
Okay, I know, and I love Red, but... Oh, really?
I pick Noah over Red any day of the week. I think Noah has shown more, like, diversity in his talent.
Growth.
Like, evolution.
Yeah.
Maturity. And, like, Red has been the exact same thing since day one.
I...
And we're rewarding the wrong thing, in my opinion. I honestly am, like... heartbroken over Noah going home. I thought he should have won the show.
I watched it and I came in here and I was like,
her jaw was to the ground.
I can't believe it. I'm like, Noah's gone. Like, she was trying to have a different conversation with me and I'm like, I can't focus on anything else. Like, the fact that Noah is gone.
So upsetting.
Like, I know, and then comparing it between the two, and listen, I love Red, and I told you girls this, like, before we started filming, that I actually finally asked Red. I know he watches the show and comes into the commentary on our AfterBuzz Live, but I asked him, I said, there's people that are asking if you're going to add any, like, different kind of tunes or, like, diversify. And I can tell, even though he said he was open to suggestions, that he wasn't. Like, that's the vibe I got from him. And it was because I was talking to him and his entire team, and I said, I feel like the three of you, because at the time it was still three of them, are artists in your own element. But we want to see something different. Like, is there some kind of variety you can give us? And I don't remember what the suggestion was. I gave a suggestion. I think it was one of the songs you guys said.
Oh.
And literally... Even though he said it, I didn't believe him.
I feel like Red is in the mentality right now, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. And, like, he keeps making it through with these song choices.
No, and he's amazing. But...
And he is. And, like, I've compared him so many times in the past to Sundance Head from a couple seasons ago, who won. I think Sundance won with a voice and a package like Red's because he took risks and because he sang songs like The Climb by Miley Cyrus, but did it in a way that was... totally different than how Miley did it, you know? And I think, we may as well just talk about Red while we're
How are they in the bottom two? Those are the not two that I would think would be...
Yeah, well, he was in the bottom two.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Red last night sang Go Rest High on the Mountains by Vince Gill, another, like, deep country, you know. Like, he sang that song last night, and he was as good as he's always been.
Yeah, he just didn't have his guitar.
Yeah, which was different. But I think that, like, really didn't change this for me. I liked Red. I always like Red. I think that Red is consistent, and he's a professional and should go perform at Stagecoach yesterday.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I'm just, like, a little bit bored. I think he's plateaued.
You guys, I cannot believe they sent Noah home.
Yeah, you were still on that. I know. So, obviously, yeah. we kind of gave that one away, but Red is staying.
Red is staying.
Yes. But we all thought Noah was going to win.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I wish Russell was here, because he'd be freaking out.
Like, are we even here? Are we real?
Yes.
No. Like, I don't want to pinch myself.
And it's so sad, too, because at the very end, they were like, okay, like, Red, you've made it through. Like, Noah, sorry, going home. And then they just cut it, right,
so
at the end. I was like, I can't even see his facial reaction. Like, I think he was still in shock at the fact that he didn't make it. Like, I felt like he was so sure about it. It was just so sad.
He killed the last two performances, though.
Apparently, people weren't voting.
Like, he wasn't sticking to,
okay, well, here's my thought. And I've been saying this since day one. Everyone's like, oh, the little kids are going to turn up and vote for Noah. The people who watch The Voice are, like, people that are a bit older. It's skewed to, like, you know, like, the baby boomers. Like, it's a little bit older than, like, the kids. I don't know if they're all watching. I think they watch on YouTube later. So, for something like an instant save that's happening live, I think Noah got lost. And I think that, like, the kids that will watch on YouTube could still vote that night. So, like, they could have voted last night, but I don't think that they were watching live for the instant save.
I don't think
so
either.
In the same way that Red's fans probably
were.
And on Twitter as well.
Just the demographic.
Like, you have to be on Twitter to be making, like, they're, yeah, they had, each
and,
one has
and you literally have 30 seconds.
No, you had 5 minutes.
But, like, to actually get your vote in, like, it's such a small window of time. I'm driving in the car for those 5 minutes. Like, it's not like when you vote overnight, you have, like, oh, I have to go get dinner, then I can vote. Like, this is like, nope, gotta vote right now.
It's all, like, super quick. Like, you're either in it or you're out.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, like, shut.
I don't know. I just can't believe it. Honestly, if we look at his last two performances, he did, like, the Harry Styles song, but he's not going, like, teeny bopper, The Wanted,
no, he's
slash thing.
Something
he did
different.
Duran. Yeah. He did Chris Isaac.
Music.
He's, it's like, those are actually two of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And his rendition of it is incredible. And I cannot believe they sent him home.
Yeah.
I know, I'm shocked.
There has to be, like, a judge, like,
no,
like, no, like a veto. I swear to God, they need to have, like, a veto power. When it's that, like,
I know. I think the problem is, like, we're at the end of the end, you know? It's like, they would have had to sacrifice someone else.
We didn't see what the judges said, because I would have loved to see
what
the judges said. That's not, I wanted to see what the judges said on that.
No, it was that quick. It was just like, this person saved, bam, we're in it. Like, see you next week, stay tuned, blah, blah, blah. That's it.
And poor Carson's, like, getting yelled at in his ear, probably. Let's move on, because we have a lot to get through. Davon Fleming, he sang last night Gravity by John Mayer. I love the song, and I love Davon. I think it took a little too long to get to the high notes, to get to the, like, stuff that was really gonna sell. I think that, like, this was cool, and it was unique, and he made this song his own in a way that, like, it's totally different than John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the beginning was a little bit slow, and the build-up took too long to really sell me.
Yeah, you see, for me, I love John Mayer singing the song.
Me too.
It's like one of my favorites.
Same.
So for
me, I was
actually
excited to see someone doing it a cover, but
it
didn't do it justice.
Me too, but it didn't.
Yeah,
it was just something about it. Like, John Mayer starts off really slow and very loving, and he just kind of went full force for me, and it just didn't impact me as much as the first time that I heard the song.
And you guys, you do realize that we're talking about other songs that we love those versions as well, but the people killed it. I think it's just, I don't know what it is. Even with the one Beyonce song, like, I can see he's giving me the opposite of what Red is giving me, where he's trying to break out of the barrier, do something different. But then sometimes it doesn't work out the best to kind of push that envelope.
Yeah, and he's very big and very out there. So
I loved his outfit, his, like, long striped black and white shirt, and, like,
he has the best
crystal
style.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with him. I think he's so cool. Okay, do we think he's making it through?
He better make it through, because, okay, yes, I'm not gonna lie, this song of his wasn't my favorite in terms of his performance, but energy, and they gotta throw that team a bone, because they just sent him out. What?
I said, you take it. Let her know.
Ready?
I feel like I'm at the doctor's office and you guys are, like, about to tell me, like, I have some terminal illness.
Well, be ready. He's going home.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, serious. This is not pumped with that.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
say yes.
No, he's going home.
So her team is done.
Well, we haven't finished everything.
Everyone else. We just got in like a few down. But yeah, he's going
home.
Which
I am so sad to see because he really has delivered some of my favorite performances of the season. Like, I know that Russ had like an issue with the Whitney Houston one, but I loved that Whitney
That was actually
Houston
a
one.
Good one, the
it
Whitney
was
Houston
so
one.
Good.
Guys, what the hell?
But okay. I felt like he needed more time. I wanted to see more. I needed more.
I mean, like we always say, like, this is so far from the end for these artists. Like, I think that, like, this group really needs to take what this show has given them and this platform and run with it. Get the proper publicist, get the proper tour, like, book these gigs and, like, start making this your career because
what
I feel
what a bad
like,
night for Jaehyun.
I know, Noah.
Did we hear what she said about Noah? I mean, about at least...
No, this was
thing.
All
they,
so
they
fast.
They just don't... They don't... Judges don't say anything. All they do is just... They just run up and they hug them and they just tell them
they
words
probably speak
and
something
that's
to them in their ear like we can't see.
We could kind of hear what Jaehyun was saying and she's like, this is not the end. Yeah, like, you have so much going on for yourself.
See, that's the one thing I don't like is that you get us so invested in the coach and the coach...
And then you don't get
coaching them, and then we don't even see that the second they get sent home. I get that they don't have time to give the judges the opportunity. So take away some of the bantering that they do in the beginning.
I don't want to hear anyways. There's like 30 performances from all these people I don't care about.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Tonight's performances should have been taken out.
Dude, like, give us like a bunch 30 of, like, seconds, randoms. 45 seconds to judge. I want to hear, after they've invested so much time into these artists, or at least not from all the judges, I want to hear from their coach
what they think. And I think that they do a very good job with that in the battles and the knockouts where there is proper editing. But because this is live, they don't do the best job with their time management, I don't think, on this show.
But still, they're able to give criticism once they're done with their single performance. So why can't they do the same
thing? Or all the excess bantering between the judges. I don't want to see that either.
I'm at a point now where it's like, I don't care what Blake and Adam are fighting about. Yeah. I want to know, like, what's happening. And I think for me, it's just, like, these excess performances. But that's sort of part of the show, and that's what gets people to tune in.
It's so sad.
No, but I heard 55 million times, Team Jaehyun, Team Jaehyun, we're going to take this to the win. I
want
to know what at Jaehyun Productions thinks now.
Yeah, trust me, well, I tell you. So, yeah, he's unfortunately not going through. But next up, let's talk about Chloe. She's saying, I want to know what love
she
is.
She better not go
by Foreigner. We'll get there. She's saying, I want to know what love is by Foreigner. First of all, her hair last night gave me life.
I
loved her hair curled. She's
like, is that
awesome.
A wig?
I literally just feel so strongly about, like, her voice and her sound and her tone for, like, a young female artist. She is so badass. And that's really the only, like, adjective I can use for her.
She is my favorite in this competition. Yeah. Like, she has to make it. If she doesn't, I'm going to be so upset. I'm going to flip the table. I'm going to run out of here. I'm not going to do the show next week. No, I'm just kidding.
Real Housewives style.
But she has such an amazing, I don't know, it's like a gift for her that when she sings a song, you can feel like her emotion and everything and her voice so perfect. Like, if I had a voice like that, my God, I would take it from here and there all day.
You guys know she strained her voice last week.
She
came on the carpet. They said one question. And she could barely, like, get it out. And they said that she was on, I forget the terminology they gave it.
Vocal rest. Yep.
But even when I heard her talking, because I specifically was asking her questions about her coach, it was, like, kind of like, what's the best experience you've had in terms of, like, growth and learning? She gives every performance her all to the point that her voice was completely gone. Mm. I know this has nothing to do with the voice, but her style is killing it.
Yeah.
Every single week, I'm like,
oh my God, that one suit that she wore with, like,
with the pink
and
eyeshadow, the rose gold eyeshadow. Oh my God.
That suit. I literally saw her. I was like, I don't even need her sing. I just want that outfit.
Yeah.
She's giving me, like, Lady Marmalade. Is it Lady Marmalade hair?
Yeah.
Vibes with the hair.
She was telling, she was telling Blake, she's like, oh, you're going to see, you got to watch and see what I'm going to wear. And he's like, I'm not really interested to see what you're going to wear. She's like, oh, but I'm going to kill it. Like, that's
I love that she's, like, so invested in it, too, because, like we said, like, they turn these kids into full-blown pop stars. Like, the voice wardrobe and voice hair and makeup are
amazing.
Literally, I know they've won Emmys before, but they are very well-deserved. Like,
her makeup artist, yes.
Kills it. Truly kills it. And then she did her duet with Noah, which we loved. Mm-hmm. I mean, she slayed
last night.
That
was amazing.
Okay, so do you think Chloe's making it through?
I mean, she better because she's already a superstar. If she doesn't, oh, don't do it.
She made it.
Thank you. Finally.
I was just messing. Yeah, she made it.
We should have been like she didn't. Just the
No, no, no. I'm not doing any messing. She did make it. Thank goodness. I think Chloe might steal the show.
I'm telling you, she's gonna win. She has
so
to.
Good.
I for sure thought she was gonna be in the top four, and then the other three I thought were gonna be in the top four went home.
Well, so, she didn't need an instant save. This girl went right through. I think she was like the first one.
She was the first one. Well, her song was on number one on iTunes.
Number one on iTunes.
All yesterday and today.
Which, I mean, actually, all of these artists, Carson did say, were in the top 25 on iTunes, which is crazy. Wow. So just think about going through iTunes and, like, seeing you and all your friends just, like, up at the top. Hey,
one, two, four, eight. Yeah,
crazy. Amazing. So, like we always say, that goes such a long way with the votes because it multiplies your votes by 10. Mm-hmm. So Chloe just, like, really, there was no competing out with her being at number one. I mean, the people that are at number one usually win, like the Jordan Smiths, the Allison Porters. That's who wins the show.
And then people that don't, I mean, we don't like these people. The people that don't watch The Voice. I'm kidding. I love everybody. But I'm saying, for example, there's people that probably don't even watch The Voice that now know who she is, exactly. Because she was on the chart.
Because I open my iTunes and look who's up there. Or I go on YouTube and look who's number one trending on YouTube. Or Facebook. They see all the videos. Like, you can't.
If you have Apple Music and you go to, like, charts, it'll show you, like, the first 10 in order. So there's millions of people looking at her name now.
Too. So you can hear a snippet of it.
And
just, like, the minute or two.
Oh, my God, no. I can't believe they sent him home.
I know. That's, like, the one I'm not gonna be
and
over.
It's performance with Chloe. Oh my God.
Trust me. That one was up there on iTunes too. Their performance together was like, I think, top 10.
I think it was on three. I think it was three or four.
I think it's gonna keep going up.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I hope so. Okay, so next up is Adam Cunningham. He sang I'm Already There by Lone Star last night.
I did see that he made it. I cheated. I tried to Google it while I was driving. I was not driving. I meant when I was pulled over to the side.
Yeah.
You saw that Adam made it?
Huh?
Adam.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. What are you talking about?
Oh my God! So what was I reading?
I was like, wait.
Oh my God!
I didn't mean to spoil it so early, but like, oh yeah, I just already made it.
No, sorry, girl.
I was like, what was I reading? Where's my phone?
I look at you. I'm like,
I'm looking at my notes. So I was like, wait, what?
So Adam didn't make it.
Sorry to break the news so early, but
He was great. He had a ton of views on YouTube as well. I think Adam's been awesome. Again, he's someone that, like, has kind of fallen to the back burner a little bit for me this whole season. I keep forgetting about him, and then he comes and performs, and I'm like, oh yeah, Adam's amazing. But I'm like, he's not on the top of my mind the same way that, like, Noah and Chloe were. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like, wasn't really thinking about him the same way. But he was in the instant save as well tonight. He sang in the instant save. He sang Here's a Quarter by Travis Tritt. I think the instant save was really more between Red and Noah.
I think so.
Adam kind of fell behind there, but I think that was just because the other two are, like, so loved. But I think Adam, like, we've said this a million times about him, but he's just, like, already a professional, and he's going to have no trouble going and having his music career after this. He didn't even need this launch pad, you know?
I feel like my whole life has been a lie right now.
Are we even real people?
Yeah,
the right
but
question.
You know what? He's been given so many chances, too. So just to make it this far, I feel like he's just, like, eternally grateful.
I mean, like I said, this whole group of people is now verified on Twitter and Instagram. They have thousands and thousands of followers. Yeah, they verified the whole top 10.
Oh,
my God. They got, like, thousands and thousands of followers. They have all these songs that they can now show were top whatever on iTunes. Like, they are not going anywhere without this entire stacked resume going forward. So, like, even if someone like Adam leaves at this point, because, like, I don't necessarily think he was going to win. So making it to the top 8 versus the top 4, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's just an extra 4 people, 50%.
No, but I mean, it's 1 week. Like, I think he's had so much exposure, and he'll be on next week anyway because they do group performances. So, realistically, even if you made it until this week, they're all going to be there next.
They'll probably bring him on the carpet, too. He's got an awesome personality.
They will.
Oh, that's
nice. And so, unfortunately, he is not making it through.
Kudos to his wife, though, for pushing him to pursue his dreams.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it goes to show you it doesn't matter how old you are, whether you have a family or you don't, or you're married or you're not, that it's never too late to pursue your dreams.
Yeah, it's true.
And if he has the right amount of drive, and obviously he's already an artist, just in his own essence, he can really go far with this.
He does. He has the perfect look. He has a voice. He has a charisma. You're saying he has such a great personality.
He jumped into my intro of hosting the Twitter show.
See?
And I actually made a joke with him. I feel bad now. I said, if you don't make it to The Voice, you can be a TV host as your backup.
Oh, that's so funny. Speaking of someone else who has a lot of experience in the industry, we have to talk about Keisha Renee, who we had here.
Oh, yeah.
She sang What Hurts the Most by Rascal Flatts, which is one of, like...
That was a great song.
One of my favorite songs. And it was so cool to see her sing a country song, as she does, in such a cool soul way. I feel like she finally mastered that country soul genre that we've been waiting to hear from her. Loved the song. Loved her in that red dress. Uh-huh. She is such a queen. And, like, I loved having her here. She's so humble and, like, sweet. You would never know that she's this powerhouse. She's like a mom.
Yeah.
But she's toured with people like Nicki Minaj and, like, all this stuff. And it's so nice to see her finally taking the spotlight.
Tell me.
Deserves. Yeah. Okay.
We'll get there.
I feel like everything that we've talked about this season about her, she gave us in that performance last night.
Like, I feel like so many of them last night literally were like, I'm going to leave it all on the floor.
As and she did.
I know. And that's why I felt a little bit about Davon. I feel like he didn't. Mm. I feel like with Keisha, like, I felt her mind, body, and soul emotionally and physically she invested wanted in this it, yeah. performance. Like, she was in it. And I feel similarly about Brooke. We'll talk about her in a minute. But, like, I just felt like Keisha, like, threw herself into this mm-hmm. in a way that she couldn't have done it any better if she tried.
And we got to see exactly, like, her sing a country song in her way.
It was time.
Which is like, okay, like, now I can get to see exactly where you're coming from, and I want to see more.
Yeah, okay, so what do you think?
I honestly, I don't even want to invest anymore. I just, I feel like anything I like or anybody I want goes home.
Sadly, she's going home.
Are you serious?
She wasn't even in the instant save, which is what I was shocked by. I thought we would for sure at least get to, like, hear her fight for her life kind of thing.
Yeah.
She didn't even make it, which I was shocked by. I mean, again, like, not making it at this point is, like, such a double-edged sword because they've already made it. In my opinion, it's top eight. Like, they made it to the semifinals. But I really saw Keisha go into the finals.
I did, too. You know what's sad, really? Too? Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, she didn't even get to say goodbye or nothing.
It was just, like, off stage.
Yeah.
I think it's so insensitive sometimes how they do this. Yeah. I'm like you said, we invest in these people and their lives, and we bring them on our couch, and then we don't even get to say bye.
Like, thank your audience. Thank us, your voters, something.
It's like I have to text her.
Yeah. Are you okay? Go on her Instagram.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Okay, so my standpoint on it is, like, when you're getting to the point where it's after top 12, everyone deserves to be there.
True. Yeah.
But then there's, like, the two or three front runners, which one I definitely thought was Noah, and then I definitely thought was Chloe. And then I hear that some of the ones I love are being sent home. Like, my top three favorite have always, like, not my favorite. I think they're all amazing, but the three I think were leading was Noah, Chloe, and Addison. And then I hear that, like, Noah went home. Mm. So something like Keisha, even though I think she deserves to be here, as they're all amazing talent, relative to, like, realizing Noah got sent home is crazy.
Yeah, well, it was a shocking night, that's for sure.
Like, every week until the end, we're going to be sad that
these people are going home.
Well, next week is the finals. But, okay, so next up, let's talk about Brooke Simpson. She's saying,
I love her.
Journeys faithfully. I think that more than anybody last night, Brooke left it on the floor. Mm-hmm. And that outfit she was wearing was the best thing I've ever seen. It was, like, a ruffly long shirt that was kind of a dress with a train in the back and then matching pants. Thought she looked awesome. This was Brooke's best performance so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she was like, I want to sing for my life right now. Team Miley is not going to be not represented in the finals. This is happening. And I loved the outfit that she was wearing in the package with, like, the two buns in her hair.
Oh, yeah.
I was like Princess Leia.
Fully embodied Miley Cyrus. Like, I just thought it was so cute. And I think that her and Miley make such a good team. Miley, like, supports her and gives her perfect songs to sing. Mm-hmm. I think this could not have been a better choice. They show diversity. Miley even said in the package, she's like, we've done one of each kind of genre. Mm-hmm. And now this is, like, her closing statement, you know?
She reminds me so much, and I'm not saying vocally, but in terms of telling me her story of Adele. Like, when I hear Adele sing, I know what she's feeling. When she was going through those breakups, which is why when Adele got, like, married and had a baby, I'm like, what is she going to sing about now?
When did she have time to do that? While she was crying? Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, how did she find a husband, have a baby, and all this stuff while we were all so heartbroken? Yeah. I was feeling bad for her.
Because some other guy that knew her worst
slipped right in.
One man's trash is another man's trash. No, I'm kidding. No, but obviously, everything happening in life, full circle, connecting the dots, she wouldn't be Adele if she didn't go through those emotions.
Totally.
With Brooke, I honestly want to read her life story. I want to know what she's been through, because when she sings, I feel it. And there's...
Her and her husband are so cute, by the way.
She's married?
I think he was in the package with her. That was, like, her opening package, and, like, she was like, he supports me, but, like, they're far away from each other right now, so she was so sad. It's boyfriend, husband? Thought it was husband? Maybe boyfriend?
I don't remember.
They were very cute.
Baby daddy?
Baby daddy.
No baby, but, yeah.
Future baby daddy.
But do you guys not feel it when she sings? Like, I want to know what she's been through. Either she's really good at pretending to show me things that she hasn't been through, but I feel her story. I feel her emotion. That's, you don't get that a lot from
singers. And I think that that's so impressive to be able to do, to transcend that through a television screen, because so often when you emotionally connect to an artist, you like go see them live. You go see a performance live and you're like crying and in it and feeling it, or like listening to it on the radio, closing your eyes. To be able to like transcend that emotion through a TV screen is such a unique skill. It's, and I feel gift. Like Brooke has mastered that more than anyone else this season. Like making you feel something.
Yeah.
And like showing it with like her body and her sound and everything.
I just love her. I think she's like defines a strong, beautiful, and powerful woman.
And she is like really what we want, like as the voice. You know what I mean? Like she's someone who maybe like isn't the classic, you know, perfect looking pop star, but she's absolutely gorgeous in her own way. She's beautiful, unique, talented more than anyone else. But like similar to Adele, it's like you don't need to look one way or another to make it.
Yeah, so, she's so authentic, and Miley has done such a good job at showing exactly who she is.
I agree.
Like, I feel like judges have so much to do. Well, they're coaches, because they're not the judges, but their coaches have done, her specifically, has done such a good job at that. And like, I wish every other coach like J-Hood would actually do that, because I didn't get to see that with any other contestant.
I think that Miley has done the best job about not making it about herself. Which, honestly, like, if you had asked me, said that to me about Miley, like, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. But, like, Miley really cares. And, like, she got up at the end after Brooke sang, and, like, she literally was like, if Brooke doesn't win the show, then, like, I don't know what the point of the show is.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
And it's funny, because if you see her commentary on the show and what she wears, like, she was wearing that one outfit. If you guys remember last
Miley's
week. I wasn't here last week, so I have to talk about the loofah she was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, like, you wouldn't expect it from her because she's one of the younger judges. Because she's kind of, like,
good.
More
she's
in the
so
comical
mature.
Standpoint. She's always, like, making fun of the judges. Yeah. But really, it isn't. I would agree with what you said in your point that she doesn't make it about herself. And she really is. And they love her.
I know.
Like, when you talk to them and you ask them questions about their coach, they need to be her publicist.
We had Sophia here. She was like, we're like in a sorority. We all love each other. Like,
they all have matching t-shirts.
I almost didn't believe it. I actually told them it sounded like the Stepford Wives. Like how much they all
love
each other. It's like, I'm like, you guys bake cookies and...
But probably. Like,
because it doesn't sound... Like, I'm not saying it's all females. But I know, you know, I have girlfriends. It is kind of... No, I'm saying like...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's not an all-female trait to
right.
be catty or whatever. I'm not generalizing, but... To have that many girls on a team and all be that cohesive and love each other and be so supportive, I think it's pretty amazing.
I agree. Okay, so do we think Brooke is going through?
She better not go home. I would actually be very upset about that.
Maite?
Shut up.
She made it.
Okay, good. Oh my God, I was going to start crying.
Yeah, Brooke made it. Okay, so I think we need to break it down now. So let's talk about these final four while we have a few minutes left and talk about who we think now is going to win. So we have Red, Addison, Brooke
and Chloe.
And Chloe.
Chloe.
So those are our big four. Okay, let's like each do our order. Because now we have four, we can like do an order.
Okay, my
order is gonna go
from least, from four to one or one to four?
I'm gonna do four to one actually, because that's how they reveal it on the show. Okay. I'm gonna go Addison, Brooke, Red, Chloe. I think Chloe's going to win. I think Red will be second. I think Brooke will be third. And I think Addison will be fourth. That is my just total out of nowhere guess. I think that Brooke deserves to win just because no one like Brooke has ever won before, in my opinion. I mean, maybe some people in the comments might
disagree. Wait, so Brooke was your one?
Chloe's my one.
Okay.
Chloe's my one. I'm sorry, I just messed that up. Chloe. I think Chloe is, no one like her has ever won before.
I was like, oh my God, do I not know how to count? I was trying to go backwards.
No, that's me. Also, if you're watching, please comment below and let us know what you think out of the bottom, the order will be for four. What do you think?
Okay, I think from four to one, it's going to be Red, Brooke, Addison, and Chloe.
Oh, okay.
That's switching my thing. But I think Chloe's going to win.
I think so, too. What do you think?
Okay. Whatever I've thought hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm trying to go in my head and go backwards. Like, who would I not pick? In terms of seeing how it's so sporadic on the voting and that anything I think is going to happen doesn't happen, I'm just going to give you a random order. I think four is going to be Brooke, not saying that she's not good or doesn't deserve to be higher.
No, I mean, at this point, we're not saying that about anybody. Yeah. We're just totally guessing.
I think it's going to be Brooke, Red, Addison, and I do think Chloe will win. Because Chloe also kind of gives me like a Kelly Clarkson vibe.
You know how Kelly Clarkson's going to be a coach next season? We've sent a few of these artists this year. Would have been so good on Team Kelly Clarkson. Like, what a
Doesn't she kind of, the raspiness remind you of Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, I wish Ashlyn Kraft from Team Blake that got out last week could have been on Team
Kelly
Clarkson. Like,
that would have been a good
one. Yeah, there's so many that I'm like, huh.
Kelly. And watch, Chloe's going to go home next week. Well, I mean, of course, we're going to find out who the final person is. But I'm saying,
if Chloe
watch her be four because we think she's going to win.
I don't know. I mean, really, at this point, it is anyone's game. I think that the truth is like, if
watch Red win.
He might. No, I'm not kidding you guys. Actually, he very well might. That's why I put him in second. I think that Red has a huge following. People who love him turn up to vote. Mm-hmm. So I really think at this point, if you guys want your favorite to win, you have to vote. You have to be online. I don't think there's no instant save or anything next week. No. That's not how it works. So just Monday night, set an alarm, set a reminder, do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. But you got to turn up and vote, or you can't complain if your favorite doesn't win.
And honestly, if Red does win, because I do, and we've all said this as well, that he is an artist. Like, he could be opening up, forget opening up for Blake. He could be headlining with Blake.
If he wins, it's not. Not deserve it. It's 100%. He 100% deserves it. At this point, any of these four
for
could
all
take
of them,
it.
Yeah.
Any of these eight could have taken it, for that matter. So yeah, that's. I mean, those are my thoughts. I mean,
didn't you think that was such a big cut though, from eight to four? Like,
I know.
That's so
it's crazy because, like, I think that what they do is, like, the show goes on literally 6 weeks of blind auditions, then like another 5 weeks of knockouts.
I wish they would stop doing that. By
I know because like I want to get to know my top 10 a little bit better. They do such a and like top the final isn't. The finals usually like a final two. Why is it a final four?
And I will say something, like, at least on like other singing competitions or just other competitions, they'll bring in like the funny random contestants that you know are not gonna win, like the grandma coming out trying to do a belly dance.
Yeah, like
92. That's actually funny. I mean, not that I'm laughing at her. I mean,
we're laughing with her.
Yeah, we're laughing with her. There you go. But I like that stuff because it's so random. But I feel like they spend way too much time in the battle rounds and in the blind auditions, condense that stuff. I don't need to see the commentary and thing. And give me more of the top 12.
So the blind auditions are the most iconic part of the show. It's what honestly that gets the best ratings and what the most people tune in for. So I think keep the blind auditions the same. Let's do knockouts or battles. We don't need both.
We don't need both.
One, you sing the same song as someone, and then the other one, you sing two different songs. Who cares? Pick one, whichever format you like better. Then spend more time with your top 16 or whatever it is, go one at a time week by week. Because at first it's like top 12, top 11, top 10, then top 8, then top 4. It's like,
it's ridiculous.
Too fast. So I think that they should maybe decide between the knockouts and the battles which one feels
get rid of the battles.
They're
unnecessary.
Show us less backstory unless they've made it to a certain level.
I feel like,
if it's about the voice, just show us the voice.
I don't think that that's going to be eliminated, but I do think that, like,
I didn't say eliminated. Tell us less. Like, some of them sit there for minutes. And then we lose them after, like, 2 weeks.
I know. That's true.
I'd rather know more about once they start getting to, like, the battle rounds.
Like the top 10?
Yeah.
No, not top 10. Even past 10. Even earlier than 10.
Oh, top 20?
Like top 20.
Live shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, well, if anyone wants to continue this conversation with any of you guys.
So heated.
So heated. So many thoughts. Please also comment your thoughts below because we want to know what you guys are thinking. We obviously have a lot of strong feelings about this week's episode, and we are very, very excited to talk about the finale next week. We'll all be back here to join. Hopefully, Russ will be back feeling better. Feel better if you're watching. Where can they find you guys on social media to continue the conversation?
Oh, okay. Hey, you guys can find me everywhere at MikeTheCreo_.
And I'm Lena Nori. You can find me everywhere at Lena Nori. And tweet me who you guys think is your top four choice.
Yeah, feel free to tweet me, Instagram, DM me, do what you need to do. You can find me everywhere at Dani Golub. It has been so fun, as usual. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you again next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.